Welcome to Sonic Forge, a podcast series about songwriting from Zephyr Hills Alliance Church. In each episode, we introduce a new song and talk about it with the artist behind that song. The presence of God is something we can experience corporately. The move of the Holy Spirit can change the atmosphere. But even when we're gathered together, we also experience the presence of God in distinct, personal ways. And the worship we offer back to Him in our own voice is unique and precious to God. He delights in the praises of His people. The song, Deeper With You, highlights the personal experience of connecting with God, of coming to know Him and be known by Him at greater, more profound depths over a lifetime. We were created to know this God and to worship Him. Expressing gratitude for that connection and even a longing for more is at the heart of this song.
Darkest night, a song came unbidden, revealed what was hidden, and led me to light. Deeper with you, I wanna go deeper with you. Take me deeper. You know my name. You call me blessed. I haven't break chains, and I'm not ashamed to say that I'm loved. Deeper with you, I wanna go deeper with you. I want to worship, and I wanna go all the more deeply I know. take me deeper.
Well, welcome, everybody. We're glad to have you listening with us. This is one of my favorites, and Christian Sadek is one of the songwriters with Scott Russell, my understanding.
Yeah, the song originated from Scott came to me, and he wanted to write a song. Scott doesn't play an instrument, but he really likes worship. Worship's been a big part of his salvation experience. Anytime we had a worship night, he was always there, you know, so it's a big deal for him. And he had kind of written a song before about overcoming anxiety. He had written some lyrics and I had put some music to it. So he's like, I have this other idea, deeper with you. And I said, okay, great. Tell me what you got. And he goes, that's all I've got. Just, you know, deeper with you. Lord, I want to go deeper. Mm. And so I invited him to my office and we had kind of a session. I mean, it maybe took 10 minutes, but I basically just interviewed him about worship. I was like, well, tell me, you know, why does it matter to you? And he recounted a story. He's like, I remember I was on this road driving and it was like going on forever and it was at night and this song came on the radio and it just got my attention. I felt like the Holy Spirit was right there. And you see that in the lyrics, right? On a long road, on my darkest night, kind of the intent of the song of just declaring a longing, wanting more from God and specifically wanting to worship God and wanting more from God through and within worship. That was his intent. And so we sat together for a while. I went away and I wrote the song. It came together pretty quickly, honestly, in terms of the melody. And it's not super complicated, but it's one of those that as soon as I wrote it, it felt like a song that I knew, you know? And so it felt familiar right away. And that usually means either it means I have copied something or it means it's good, in my experience anyway. And so I played it for him. And he was like blown away. He was like, what? it was a fun experience actually because of how much he appreciated it. Yeah. And then I introduced it to the church for corporate worship.
Yeah. And we've enjoyed it as a church, learning it and singing it. It is a prayer. It's that desire to know God more. I want to know you more. I want to know you intimately and I want to know you deeper. And because we are made to worship, and that's what the chorus really speaks about. And it talks about, you know, yes, we know your name, and then, God, you know my name. You know everything about me. And so we can move deeper to that.
It's about intimacy, right? Yeah. That connection.
Yeah. Do you find in songwriting, you know, Scott came in the office and he said, hey, all I got is deeper with you. Do you find yourself going through the day as a songwriter looking for titles or like, oh, that'd be a good song, or that would be a good phrase, or that would be a good title? I have friends who say, oh, you got to write everything down, you know, because that could be a good song or that could be a title or whatever.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. I think when I'm writing personally, it's a lot of times it's coming out of my journals or whatever. And so it is coming out of things that I've written either in a journal or on a notes app, you know, and it's often, I'm not writing poetry, but I'm writing like toward poetry. I'm being thoughtful about the words that I put down. It's not just like stream of consciousness. I write everything. I have kind of a thoughtful construction when I journal because I like to go back and read it and I like to, you know, find that it meant something, you know, if possible. So that tends to be how I journal. And so I will find lyrics from that in a lot of cases. In this case, like I said, it was through a conversation. And so I did take some notes, but then I was just from my notes trying to, you know, bring together a rhyme and bring together a central point. So I do like the symmetry of the, you know my name, you call me blessed, and I know your name.
Right.
Like that. There's not a lot of words, and it's kind of slow. And so there's a lot of time to sort of meditate on the ideas even as you sing them.
Yes.
And so I like that internal
symmetry. And that's good, you know, because I have too many words in my songs. And try to get less words, you know, and it's like, okay. And I know that in some techniques in songwriting, they say when you come up with a lyric, you know, to read it out loud, does it flow? Does it make sense? And so forth. And I really love the way the song is woven together. And it really kind of, even at the very end, you know, with the bridge, what more could I want? What more could I long for than to know you, just to know you? That is the height of the song. It's kind of the theme of it. This is it. God, the best thing in the whole world is to know you. You know me, I know you. And because of that, man, this is awesome. I want to know you more. You know, it's just like you can even biblically think back to like Moses saying, I want to see your glory. I want to know you. And, you know, the Apostle Paul even claiming that.
Yeah.
And it really resonates. And I think it resonates with our congregation in so many ways. It's really good.
Yeah, if you think about worship, you can sing, I worship you. I will worship you. I want to worship you. Those mean different things, you know, and it's, it seems small, but this song is about that longing and that wanting more. That's really what Scott brought to me. And so that's what so it's not, I worship you. It's, I want to worship, you know, I want to know you. So the song then is creating space for people when they sing it to express their longing. And it's kind of wide open, you know, I want to know you can mean a lot of things. I want to worship you can mean a lot of things. So you can fill that in. And I think that's important with corporate worship, to have space sometimes where you can bring your own self and your own story into it. The first verse is a very specific story of Scott's. But I tried to phrase it in a way, you know, on a long road, on my darkest night, a song came unbidden, led me to life. That might not mean anything to anybody when they sing it, or they can fill that in with their own experience.
Sure.
You know, but it does come from a specific place. And then the rest of the words are quite general. It's just expressing that longing. I want to worship. And of course, that's not the only thing that we say in worship, but I think that's it's good to have that space to express that longing for more. To go deeper.
So when you recorded it, I know that you've done it acoustically, just with a guitar. I know that you've done it with our worship team as well. In your recording, did you have any particular challenges?
You know, I've gotten really used to how the worship team plays it, because we do it, not often, but we do it enough that the church knows it. And I think it has become a pretty special song for our church, which is great, you know, because nobody else sings it. So it's kind of nice to have a unique worship expression on a Sunday morning or an evening. But I have gotten pretty comfortable with how the worship team plays it. And that live sound is difficult to recreate. I haven't tried to record all of us playing it together, you know. I've only recorded it on my own. So that means drums are, you know, not as good as if Jared's playing them live. Or the piano, you know. Zach does a lot more beautiful things than I do. With this recording, I experimented with some more like electronic stuff, some more like resonant bass synth sort of things, to give the acoustic and then the more produced version very different vibes, you know. And so I like the sound of the produced version, but I also really like, my favorite is the way that we play it on Sunday morning, but there's no recording of that, so you have to come Sunday morning if you want to hear that.
So if I want to hear the produced version, is there, where can I go to hear that?
It's on Spotify under Pilgrim House, or it's on Pilgrim House at Bandcamp. I just released two EPs. I kind of released one album, but in two separate things. I have four songs and then another four songs, because they didn't really mesh together very well as eight. So I released two EPs at the same time. They're both on Bandcamp. They're both on Spotify. So you can find the music there. Just search Pilgrim House.
Yeah, make sure you listen to them. They're excellent.
I'm made to know you. me, below and above. I've seen mercy break chains, so I'm not afraid to say that I'm loved. Deeper with you, I wanna go deeper with you. I wanna worship. I wanna love even more than I have before. And the further I go, all the more deeply I know that I'm made to worship. I'm made to know.
You can find this song and more songs by Pilgrim House on Spotify or at pilgrimhouse.bandcamp.com. Sonic Forge is a podcast series from Zephyr Hills Alliance Church. To learn more about our church, find us on Facebook or on our website, zaccma.org.